92.7 Business with Michael Avery.
So many people ask me about cryptocurrencies over the holidays, and I constantly get bombarded via email and on Twitter about how one goes about investing in cryptos. There's still so much misunderstanding and I think hesitancy because people just don't know where or how to start. So I've invited Gaurav Nair, co-founder of alternatives investment firm Geltech, to give us something of a crash course in crypto investing for dummies. Gaurav, welcome and all the best for the Year of the Tiger.
Thank you, Michael. All the best to you too and all the listeners.
It certainly felt like last year was something of a watershed year for cryptocurrencies and all cryptocurrencies. When we think of Bitcoin as the primary cryptocurrency, but there are now over, 15,000 or cryptocurrencies out there. Just set the scene for us. Just how large is the cryptocurrency market?
So, Michael, the cryptocurrency market is very fast moving. You're right, there's more than 15,000 tokens out there, and the number's always growing. And that being said, the market capitalization is over $3 trillion. And that number's moving a lot because the cryptocurrency market is very volatile. It's not unusual to see the cryptocurrencies move 5 to 20% in a single day.
And we've seen that recently. I mean, it felt like not too long ago that Bitcoin, to use an example, was heading towards $60,000 and then fell all the way back down to around $40,000. And we see it's come back slightly over the last couple of weeks. So you need to be mindful of the fact that this is a volatile asset class. But I think the fact is that many investors want to at least have some exposure to it, but they don't know how to take the first step. That's really why I want us to go through the basics of investing in cryptocurrencies. Because they might say, Michael, I've got maybe R1,000 that I can put away every month that I'm going to try and nibble away at the cryptocurrency market with, but I don't even know where to begin. So where's a good place to start?
Well, the first thing you mentioned about putting in, let's say, R1,000 a month, and that's actually quite a good approach. In the world of investing, we call that dollar cost averaging. And what that means is that you don't try to time the market. It's very difficult to buy right at the bottom and sell right at the top. And so instead, what one does is one sets aside an amount and says, okay, over a period of, let's say, 10 months, I'll put in R1,000 a month every month, and I'm going to buy on a certain day, and I don't care what the price is. I'm not going to try to time it. And the place to do that is an exchange. And what you want to look for with an exchange is you want to look for a reputable exchange. In South Africa, we have two big exchanges. We have Valour and Luno. And an exchange is a place where you can transfer some normal rand into an exchange account that belongs to you. And there you can then buy one of a variety of cryptocurrencies that exchange offers.
So that is the first place to start. Go and visit an exchange. Luno, Valour, the two big ones. I know internationally you've got others. You've got Coinbase, you've got Kraken, you've got Gemini, Binance. There are quite a few around the world. And the whole point of this is it is meant to be decentralized. So there are many options. When doing your due diligence, so to speak, on an exchange, what are you looking for? Because I think a lot of investors are potentially put off by stories that you hear, Mirror Trading International and others, of people running away with those Bitcoin or Cardano, whatever ether that you've bought. How do you go about doing your DD on an exchange?
What you want to see when you are looking at an exchange is probably you start off by Googling it, and you want to see reputable media organizations. So the big international newspapers, or in South Africa, are local brand names in the media that have mentioned these organizations and that they've been around for a bit of a period of time, that they're not brand new. Another thing to look at is who are the investors into these exchanges? Who are the shareholders in them? And to see if the shareholders are reputable. Often there are big venture capital firms that are well known and invested in Google and YouTube, etc., that are also invested in these exchanges. And usually when you see that association, you can then be pretty confident that the exchange is a reputable place and that any money you send to that exchange is not going to be lost.
Right. So once you've done your due diligence on the exchange and you've decided to go with probably one of the two big ones in South Africa, you've got to connect your exchange to a payment option. How do you go about doing that?
Well, the first thing you do is these exchanges will go through their process of KYC, know your customer, and FICA in you. Once they've gone through that process, the old usual proof of address, ID, etc., you then transfer money, usually via a normal EFT, to the exchange, and you put in your reference number, which then allows the exchange to know that this money came from you and allocates it to your account with them. And once it's funded, once you have an account with them that's funded, you can then buy cryptocurrencies on that exchange.
And these exchanges obviously are businesses, so they make their money how? By charging fees on every transaction or a percentage? How does that tend to work?
Exactly right. They charge fees on every transaction. And so when you buy and sell, that's how they make money.
Now, you've taken the plunge, you've gone with one of the exchanges, you've now gone through the KYC, you've submitted all of your documentation, you've linked a payment mechanism. Now you can actually start trading, you can start placing orders, and you can buy Bitcoin or other cryptocurrencies out there. When it comes to this part of getting into the market, I think Bitcoin's obviously the most popular one. People know Bitcoin. But it's very difficult to say which is the cryptocurrency that is going to end up dominating this market. How would you advise investors or suggest that investors approach gaining access to the market beyond just Bitcoin?
Well, when investors see the absolutely insane returns that cryptocurrencies have done, sometimes doing 100 times or 1,000 times their value, investors then want to try and achieve that for themselves and get rich quickly. But it's very hard to pick winners and to invest at the right time. And so one approach, which is lower risk, is to diversify. And that's just good advice no matter what you're investing into. A lot of people believe in the technology of blockchain that's behind these cryptocurrencies. And so for them, what an option is to actually invest in a wide range of currencies that'll give you exposure to the whole blockchain sector. And it removes the risk that you've from having to pick winners. So an example I often use is that if you liked the internet in the 90s and you wanted to invest, you were right that the internet was going to change the world. However, how do you make sure that you're picking the Google and not the Yahoo? So one such approach is to actually invest in an index or a basket of currencies. And some of these indexes, for example, we have one where what we do is we rebalance the index. So as a currency starts to do well and appears to have lots of uses, we buy more of that for investors. And then as it starts to do worse, we sell it. This gives you wide, diversified, lower risk exposure to the whole sector rather than having to pick winners.
And I think that's a great way of doing it. I know Revix do it as well, and rather have a bundle. It's almost like buying a crypto ETF or unit trust, so to speak. And then just lastly here, Gaurav, we often hear about wallets. And, you know, it's about safe storage, I guess. You can either keep your cryptos with the exchange. A lot of people like taking it out of the exchange and storing in a wallet, so to speak. How does that work?
Well, the wallet is, in fact, often the whole point of cryptocurrencies. As you said, they're decentralized. And so people want to take it off the exchanges into their wallets where they can then do more with this cryptocurrencies, either move it around or use it on the internet. And to explain what a wallet is a piece of software. And you usually have a different wallet for different blockchains. There are many blockchains out there. There's the Bitcoin chain, which is for Bitcoin, the currency. There's the Ethereum chain, which has numerous tokens on it, etc. Once you have a wallet for that chain, you can often have multiple different tokens or currencies that are all on that chain. And you need one wallet that can hold all of that. So the wallet is a bit analogous to a bank account, to relate it to something that we're quite familiar with. And the wallet has a public address. A public address is similar to a bank account number. You give that to someone, when you want them to pay into your bank account or into your wallet. The wallet also has a password, which is known as a private key. And that is similar to the PIN for your bank account. Whoever has the wallet and has the private key, they are the person that has the power to spend the currencies that are in that wallet. However, a warning, unlike a bank account, if you lose your private key or your password, then you'll be unable to access the wallet ever again. With a bank account, you can go to the bank, show them your ID, and they'll give you access again. That isn't the case with wallets. And so security and taking care of your wallet is very important.
Absolutely critical. And I've heard some horror stories about people forgetting those key details and losing access to all of their Bitcoin. Could you imagine? That's certainly the last thing you want to be happening. Gaurav, we're going to have to leave it there. I think that's a really comprehensive little how-to guide, a crash course for cryptos for dummies. If you're looking to get into the space, I think you're more than halfway to taking that first step if you're interested. And if you want any more insights, go to Google, or you can go on to Geltic's website as well. They've got a lot of information about how you can get involved in cryptocurrencies. That was Gaurav Nair, co-founder of Geltic, here on Hot Business.
Hot 102.7 Business with Michael Avery.